Good morning. My name is Arnica, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2016 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I'll now turn the conference over to David Rudnick. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Arnica. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2016 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zhaidong Wang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, I'd like to address forward-looking statements that may be discussed on the call. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and include, among others, those regarding revenue, operating expenses, other income and expense, taxes, and future business outlook. Actual performance, outcomes, and results may differ materially from those expressed in forward-looking statements. The company claims the safe harbor protections for such forward-looking statements as contemplated under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Please refer to the documents filed by the company with the SEC, specifically the most recent reports in Forms 20F and 6K, which identify important risk factors that could cause actual results to differ from those contained in the forward-looking statements. We assume no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or information which speak as of their respective dates. On today's call, we will reference certain non-GAAP financial measures. In accordance with SEC rules, we provided a reconciliation of these non-GAAP measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measures in our earnings release and financial supplements, which can be found on the investor relations portion of the company's corporate website. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to, among others, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name, EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled from net income, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. A table reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zhaidong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. YJ Dai will be translated for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2016 年第四季度和前年的财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our fourth quarter and fiscal year-end 2016 earnings conference call.
2016 年第四季度和前年由于中国宏观经济的因素持续负面影响，国内房地产市场建筑市场，我们公司的运营环境依然面临挑战。然而，在扣除资产减值、存货减值、提高款。 坏账准备的影响之下，我们在2016年依然取得了840万美元的避税折旧摊销前利润。另外，为了增加销售、清除库存，从2016年10月1号起，我们将流动性慢的产品降价20%。 从而将部分库存变现降价活动，使得我们第四季度的销售量比去年同期增长了35%。同时，我们也按照订单需求启用产品线，以更高效运营。
We continue to experience challenging market conditions in both the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2016 due to macroeconomic factors that have continued to negatively impact the China real estate and building materials markets. However, excluding the impact of the impairment charges, inventory write-downs, and increases in the provision for bad debt taken during the period, we were able to generate U.S. $8.4 million in EBITDA for fiscal year 2016. In addition, in order to generate sales and move inventory, beginning on October 1, 2016, we instituted a 20% reduction in the prices of slow-moving products, which helped to turn some of our inventory into cash. This price reduction led to a 35% increase in our sales volume in the fourth quarter compared to the same period in 2015. We are also looking for ways to operate more efficiently by running production lines concurrently with the generation of customer orders.
2016年前年，由于需求下降，我们的销售量下降了13%。建材市场正经历的整体的收缩，面临来自竞争和环保规范的压力，部分小企业退出了市场，水在市场中的存在逐渐出枪。我们期望像以往一样稳定价格，并在正常价格水平下恢复销量。我们相信我们强大的客户关系和优质的产品定位将为我们提供替代的回升机制。
For the full year 2016, we saw our sales volume decline by 13% due to an overall contraction in customer demand. The building materials sector in the PRC is experiencing an overall retrenchment, with small players exiting our space due to competitive pressures and environmental compliance regulations. As inventories in our sector work through their distribution channels, we look to regain the relatively stable pricing that we have achieved historically and generate sales volume at our normal pricing levels. We believe that our strong customer relationships and premier products position us for a potential turnaround in the market.
在第四季度，我们运用的年化3700万平方米瓷砖的生产设备，而公司前年的总设计生产是6200万平方米瓷砖。和以往一样，我们依据现在的市场形势，保持部分闲置产能，从而降低运营成本。当产品需求增加时，我们将启用额外的产能。
During the fourth quarter, we utilized production facilities capable of producing 37 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of the company's effective annual production capacity of 62 million square meters. As we have in past quarters, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the current market conditions to keep our operating costs low. And we will bring additional capacity online when we see an increase in demand for our products.
展望2017年，我们相信市场环境将缓慢回升。一旦市场升温，我们认为我们可以优化市场定位，维持现有客户，并赢得新客户。我们预计大型房地产开发商整合的出事仍将继续，这对公司有积极影响，因为我们的生产规模和设备使我们能高效服务这些大企业。长期来看，我们相信房地产行业是中国经济增长的关键因素。房地产市场的供需情况将趋于稳定，这会带给我们稳定增长的机遇。
Looking ahead to 2017, we believe that the operating environment will slowly begin to improve. Should this occur, we believe that we can leverage our marketing position to maintain our existing customers and win new customers. We expect the consolidation trend among larger property developers to continue, which will benefit the company, since our manufacturing scale and infrastructure enable us to effectively serve these large enterprises. in the long run. We believe that real estate is a key sector of China's economy and that real estate market supply and demand dynamics will stabilize to present us with sustainable growth opportunities.
接下来我请财务总监千万先生来详细介绍公司四季度的营收情况，谢谢。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's fourth quarter earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2016. Our revenue for the fourth quarter end, December 31st, 2016, was RMB 201.9 million, or US$28.3 million, a decrease of 3.1% from RMB 208.3 million. Or US$31.6 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. The year-over-year increase in revenue was primarily due to a 28.2% decrease in our average selling price in the fourth quarter of 2016 to RMB 22.4 or US$3.2 as compared to RMB 31.2 or US$4.1. for the fourth quarter of 2015, partially offset by 34.8% increase in sales volume of 9 million square meters of ceramics tiles in the fourth quarter of 2016 from 6.7 million square meters in the fourth quarter in 2015. Gross loss for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2016, was RMB 87.1 million, or US$13.2 million, as compared to profit of RMB 29.5 million, or US$4.5 million, for the fourth quarter of 2015. The gross profit margin was a negative 43.1% for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2016. Compared to 14.2% for the fourth quarter of 2015. The year-over-year reduction in gross profit margin was primarily due to a 28.2% decrease in the average selling price of the company's ceramic tiles attributable to our Hefing Institute, a 20% in reduction in the selling price of slow-moving inventory beginning on October 1st, 2016. Due to challenging market conditions and an RMB 59.4 million or US$8.9 million write down of inventory in the fourth quarter of 2016. Other income for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2016 was RMB 3.5 million. Or US$0.5 million, as compared to RMB 0.1 million, or US$0.01 million, for the fourth quarter of 2015. The year-over-year increase in other income was mainly caused by rental income of RMB 3.5 million, or US$0.5 million. The company received by leasing out one of its production lines from its Hengdeli facility, pursuant to and a year lease contract. Selling and distribution expenses for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2016 were RMB 3 million or US$0.4 million as compared to RMB 6 million or US$0.9 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. The year-over-year decrease in selling and distribution expenses was primarily due to an RMB 2.7 million or US$0.4 million decrease in advertising expenses and an RMB 0.3 million or US$0.04 million decrease in traveling and entertainment expenses. Administrative expenses for the fourth quarter and December 31st, 2016 were RMB 29.4 million or US$4.3 million as compared to RMB 6.2 million or US$1 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. The year-over-year increase in administrative expenses was primarily due to an RMB 24 million or US$3.5 million provision for bad debt. The loss from operations before taxes for the fourth quarter of 2016 was RMB 351.6 million or US$52.5 million as compared to RMB 406.5 million or US$64.2 million of loss from operations before taxation in the fourth quarter of 2015. The year-over-year decrease in profit from operations before taxation was attributable to an impairment of non-current assets of RMB 230.4 million or US$34.3 million, an inventory write-down of RMB 59.4 million or US$8.9 million, and a provision for bad debt of RMB 24 million or US$3.5 million. In the fourth quarter of 2015, there were an impairment of non-current assets of RMB 421.6 million or US$66.5 million, which caused a loss from operations before taxes for that quarter. Net loss for the fourth quarter of 2016 was RMB 352.5 million. Or US$52.6 million, as compared to RMB 411.3 million, or US$64.9 million of net loss for the fourth quarter end December 31st, 2015. Loss per fully diluted share for the fourth quarter of 2016 on a basic and fully diluted basis were RMB 127.63 or US$19.05 as compared to basic and fully diluted earnings per share of RMB 161.04 or US$24.88 in the fourth quarter of 2015 as adjusted for the 148 reverse split in June 2016. For the full year end December 31st, 2016. Revenue was RMB 793.7 million or US$118.3 million, a decrease of 22% as compared to 1,017.1 million or 160.4 million for the full year of 2015. Gross loss was RMB 30.1 million or 4.5 million as compared to gross profits of RMB 125.4 million or US$19.8 million. Gross margin for the full year 2016 was a negative 3.8% compared to 12.3% for the full year 2015. Net loss for fiscal 2016 was RMB 321.8 million or US$48 million as compared to a net loss of RMB 362.4 million or US$57.2 million for fiscal year 2015. The loss per basic share and earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 116.51 or US$17.36 for the year end December 31st, 2016, as compared to loss per basic and fully diluted share of RMB 141.91 or US$21.92 for the same period of 2015, as adjusted for the 1-for-8 reverse stock split in June 2016. Turning to our balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2016, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 0.1 million or US dollar 0.01 million as compared to RMB 0.5 million or US dollar 0.1 million as of fiscal year end 2015. Our short-term bank borrowings were nil as compared to RMB 40.1 million or US dollar 6.2 million as of fiscal year end 2015. As of December 31st, the term was 115 days compared to 231 days as of December 31st, 2015. Our trade receivables turnover was 245 days compared with 163 days as of fiscal year end 2015. The increase in trade receivables turnover days was primarily due to the difficult economic environment, which has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivable turnover figure than normal. In the fourth quarter of 2016, the company accrued RMB 23.9 million or US dollar 3.5 million as a provision for bad debt related to the outstanding trade receivables that not conform with the company's credit policy. Trade payable turnover, net of value-added tax, was 43 days as of December 31st, 2016, compared with 70 days as of December 31st, 2015. The average turnover days was within the normal credit period of 1 to 4 months granted by our suppliers. In terms of our plant utilization and CapEx, for the fourth quarter of 2016, we utilized the plant's capacity capable of producing 37 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of a total annual production capacity of 62 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Our annual production capacity has been effectively reduced from 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 62 million square meters of ceramic tiles due to an 8-year contract to lease out one of our production lines from our Handley facility that we entered into March 2016. The current quarter's utilization represents an increase in plant capacity utilization from the fourth quarter of 2015, when we utilized the plant capacity capable of producing 26 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually. Although business conditions are subject to change, looking ahead to 2017, we anticipate a low level of capital expenditure given the currency challenging market conditions. Moving to our business outlook, to help mitigate the effects of the continued slowdown in China's construction sector and its effects on the company's building material sector, on October 1st, 2016, we instituted a 20% reduction in the prices of slow-moving inventory. The result in 34.8 increase in our sales volume to 9 million square meters of ceramic tiles compared to sales volume of 6.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the fourth quarter of 2015. The current quarter's growth in sales volume was the first positive comparison to the previous comparable period after four straight quarters of the period over a year ago period decline in the key metric. However, reflective of the industry-wide retrenchment for the full year 2016, sales volume was 28.8 million square meters of ceramic tiles, a decrease of 12.9% as compared to sales volume of 33.1 million square meters for the same period of 2015. The 20% reduction in price of slow-moving inventory that reinstituted was primarily the cause of a 28.2% decrease in the average selling price, or ASP, for the all our products in the current quarter to RMB 22.4, or US dollar 3.2 per square meter, of some metals as compared to RMB 31.2, or US dollar 4.1 per square meter, of some metals in the year ago quarter. This follows a 10.7% decline in ASP in the third quarter of 2016, preceded by 11 straight quarter of moderate period over a year ago period increase in this metric. The decrease in ASP in the fourth quarter was also biggest such decline in 3 years, which was then also due to an industry-wide retrenchment. We chose to discount our slow-moving inventory as means to address the difficult macroeconomic and real estate conditions in China. Looking ahead to 2017, we expect challenging conditions in the short term, but improving market conditions as the year progresses. We believe that the real estate and the construction and building material sectors continue to be vital to sustaining China's economic growth, as it is estimated to comprise between 15% and 20% of China's gross domestic products. The demand for home properties continue to be strong in many Tier 1 and 2 cities, both for residential use and investment purposes. Although there remains a substantial level of unsold properties of inventories in small cities, housing sales have increased in Tier 3 and 4 cities, with the occasional support of subsidies. Though this sales increase has been significantly smaller than in larger cities, further additional land is being made available for development to rebalance supply and demand and to dampen increases in property price in China's major cities. We typically receive the orders from customers 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. We entered into dealership agreement with customers, and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of December 31st, 2016, our backlog was approximately RMB 61.4 million, or US dollar 8.9 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the fourth quarter. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 66.8 million, or US dollar 10.3 million, as of December 31st, 2015, a year-over-year decrease of 8%. Generally, our backlog is an indicator of revenues that might be expected in the next quarter, though it is subject to change due to unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. In order to weather the current market downturn, we are operating as linear as possible, keeping our inventory level manageable with our production ceramic tiles occurring at the level where we expect to sell them. Our specific niche of the building material sector is currently characterized as having excessive production capacity, where consolidation is occurring and where we believe larger market participants such as China Ceramic will ultimately succeed. Competitive pressures over the last 2 years has led to a contraction in our sector as some smaller, less well-capitalized firms who lack our advanced manufacturing capabilities and deep product platform have exited the space. Additional exit appears likely as government mandates to convert to cleaner and more expensive fuel source to lower carbon emissions. That will also pressure smaller competitors. In the long term, we view the growth of the real estate sector and our building material sectors as sustainable since it is underpinned by urbanization, which is expected to lead to a more consumption-driven economy. A key objective of government policy, we believe that our branding and market presence will enable us to generate improved financial results once the building material sector recovers. We have refocused our effort towards cities in China, where we see active real estate developments and real property developers used our product as part of their finished home product. We believe we have a competitive advantage in our sector due to our comprehensive product platform, customization, capabilities, marketing expertise, and ability to implement operating efficiencies. Our goal for the year ahead is to continue to strategically market in region with sound fundamentals and generate substantial sales volume until the current period of market volatility subsides. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any question pertaining to the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2016 financial and operating performance.
At this time, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one to ask a question. The first question comes from Howard Flinker with Flinker & Company.
Could you please tell me what the effect will be on you and your local competitors of the increase in the environmental tax coming in January, I believe?
What we're seeing is more and more small players, the competitors, close the town after this Chinese New Year.
And the tax will go up January 1st, another time, will it not?
This is not officially informed to us yet.
Other industries have told me that that's going to happen. So maybe you haven't been told yet. If it does, could it affect some of your bigger competitors too?
If the new condition is passed to all the industry, I think everybody will have some impact on that.
Even big guys, not just little guys?
Even big guys, but the most have the most negative impact is for the small guys.
Sure. And you said there are some early signs that 17 could be better than 16. What makes you feel that?
What we found probably now is the lowest point for the economy in China.
Right.
So they probably from 2016 or late, or in 2018, the environment will be better.
Okay. Those are my only questions. I'll call if I have any other questions. 谢谢你们啊.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Again, that's star one to ask a question. At this time, there are no further questions. Excuse me, you do have another question from James Kahn with Private Investor.
Yeah. Ni hao. My question is, do you foresee the need to raise capital in 2017, either through debt or equity? And also, can you, I realize you're talking about the fourth quarter 2016. Can you tell us anything yet about the first quarter of 2017, which ended on March 31st, and when will those earnings be released?
We are working on the, as you know, we just released this fourth quarter 2016, and we will immediately work on the first quarter after that. As I see the last year announcement date, that was somewhere in June, so we, if we can, of course, we will release the first quarter as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the star one to ask a question. At this time, there are no further questions. At this time, there are no further questions. You may proceed with your closing remarks.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.